Duncan, what's your name?
Kandari Abhi
My Haida name is Moon Woman. This name was given to me by my cousin Crystal Robinson. My other name, I would say, Roberta Kennedy Hinu Yatsade Kilkadi Kyang. My English name is Roberta Kennedy. And I am the language apprentice. I am learning Chadkil, Haida language. This is my fourth year of learning it and teaching it at this school, at Chief Matthew School.
Did you always know you were going to be a Haida language teacher?
Ganga, no. I didn't really believe that I could. It wasn't okay to learn my language when I went to school. Our culture wasn't practiced, not that I recall. The way I felt about growing up, it was actually not okay to be a Haida person. And so none of that existed, not until I was a lot older. As I got older, got married and had my three children, I wanted to try and maintain some kind of connection to my culture. And so what I did is I became a storyteller, not on purpose. I didn't want to be a storyteller. I was shy, I was awkward, I had no self-esteem or self-confidence or sense of self-worth, because there was an armed forces school here in my community, and the kids were bullies, and they used to gather around and they would taunt me with all those stereotypes.
These are non-Haida kids.
Non-Haida kids, that's right. I was one of two Haida kids in the class, and as soon as the teacher left the classroom, they all surrounded me and told me I was different. And a lot of terrible things came out of their mouths, and instead of putting up my hand saying, "Stop it, you're telling me lies, it's not true," I looked around and thought, there's so many, it must be true. And so I climbed into a shell because they picked on me every day as I was growing up. So I was so quiet by the time I started high school, like people would forget I was there. And then my eldest son started school and something inside me snapped. I realized I no longer had permission to be ashamed because my kids would see that and they would grow that and learn it, and they'd be ashamed too, and there was no reason for it. At this point, I thought, I can't let it happen. And I brought in my button robe made by my great-grandmother and talked about how she made it. She was 86 years old, how she has over 100 descendants, and only a few of us have a robe made by her hands. And I talked about how it's only presented to students who stay in school and finish high school. And the little five-year-olds in my son's class looked at my son and said, "You are so lucky." And my little boy sat up very tall with a big smile from ear to ear. And I remember thinking, that's why I have to do this. I have to do this for him.
It's time for the...
It took many years, because this is the 24th year since I started telling stories, and before I finally figured out that it actually was helping me, that it was healing me.
Coming back 6 years ago, were you nervous about facing that past again?
I think I was afraid a little bit, and I was also really shocked, because when I started seeing people, a lot of people were really happy to see me. And one of my cousins told me a Haida word I didn't know at the time. She says, "Kleanu," to me. She said, "Kleanu." I said, "Kleanu, what does that mean?" She says, "Finally, you've returned. Finally, you've come back home." Just like now, it's making me cry thinking about it. So I explained to my relatives, because, and these aren't tears of sadness, they're tears of joy, a feeling that I really didn't know that I had, that I wanted to actually belong to something, because I lived in other people's territory for 26 years, and now I'm in my own territory, and I can sing our songs. You know, I used to wish that we could all become fluent, but I have an idea that in order for the language to survive, or any language, whether it be indigenous or not, is to, for everybody in the community to learn it. I'm in love with Haida Gwaii. I always have. I've always dreamt about this place when I haven't been here. And it would be nice to create more things to sort of express myself more and stop telling myself that I can't do it and start telling myself that I actually can. Mm. Because I like to set the example, you know, to my own family, to my students. I don't want to hear my students saying I can't do it. I'll say, well, how do you know you can't do it unless you try? And I really need to try, is what it feels like.
Sanana sanam itlagadas. We are gathered here for a purpose. Hakils kade itgatlai. Help us learn how to language. Eat goodinge, eat longa clots bedau. Give us strong minds.